Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
October 27, 1804, day 167 of the expedition. Raising a flagstaff at Ruptahi village on the Knife River. The captains moved the keelboat up the Missouri, pausing briefly at the first Mandan village called Matutonha, and then moving on to an area opposite the mouth of the Knife River where the second village, Ruptahi, is located. Captain Clark tells the story.
We set out early and came to at the village on the larboard side, where we delayed a few minutes. I walked to a chief's lodge and smoked with him, but could not eat, which did displease them a little. Here I met with a Mr. Gisome, who lived in this nation 18 years. I got him to interpret, and he proceeded on with us. We proceeded on to a central point opposite the Knife River, and formed a camp on the starboard side above the second Mandan village, and opposite the Maharha village, and raised a flagstaff. Captain Lewis and the interpreters walked down to the second village of the Mandans, and returned in about an hour. We sent 3 carats of tobacco to the other villages, and inviting them to come down and counsel with us tomorrow. Well, to give my ideas as to the impression this man Gisome makes on me, is a cunning, artful, and insincere. He tells me he's once employed by my brother in the Illinois, and of his description I conceive as a spy upon the British. Many Indians came to view us. Some stayed all night in the camp of our party. Captain William Clark, October 27, 1804.
René Gisome was a trader who, by 1804, had been living with the Mandan for about 15 years. He told Clark that he had been a spy for his brother, George Rogers Clark, during the Revolutionary War. He acted as a Mandan interpreter for a number of persons, but was apparently not a very good one. However, the captains felt compelled to hire him on anyway. Tomorrow, a prairie wind cancels the council.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Whit Hansen and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis is read by Russ Palmer. Entries are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Hear other Days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.